Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Live din nating makakasama ngayong araw ang isa sa napaka-talented na dancer at rapper na si Kenan Ratahi upang ibahagi ang kanyang mga awitin. Good morning, Kenan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming to SBS Filipino.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure.
Yep. And this is your second time here on SBS Filipino. Last time you were here with Ashley.
Yeah, yep.
How's life been?
It's been really good. Yeah, it's been very great. Definitely a lot more relaxing than action taking in the past couple months. So been lucky to have that.
That's good. And you're also busy with your music right now.
Yeah. The music has definitely taken me in another place in myself. I can't explain myself. Even the ideas, I don't know where they come from. Somewhere in here.
Okay, we'll catch more of Kenan and his music later on in the program.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.
Nagbabalik po ang SBS Filipino at ang ating oras, alas 10:32 ng umaga, at makakasama pa rin po natin, spreading good vibes with us this morning, Kenan Ratahi. Yan. Hello, Kenan.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm still good.
That's good.
Kenan, I like your name. Do you know what it stands for, Kenan?
I don't know, actually.
Who gave your name?
I think my mother did. I'm not sure on that question either.
It's a cute name.
Thank you.
And Kenan, you are very oriented with the Filipino community because of Ashley, right? Is there any Filipino trait that you like?
Yeah, I think it's definitely their... How would I word it? I would say their openness to other cultures. I would say definitely. Yeah, they're very accepting and very individual people, which I love. I don't know if that's
good.
How I kind of see it. Yeah.
So you learned it from Ashley.
I learned a lot. So from the culture itself, very beautiful culture, very nice cooking as well from Pampanga. Mama's, yeah, speaking Kapampangan.
Does she cook for you?
Yeah, she does cook for me sometimes.
Is she listening right now?
I think she's at work at the moment. Yeah.
Well, shout out to Ashley. Anyway, you have recently expanded your horizon from dancing. Now you've delved into music. Can you tell us why?
Yeah, of course. So from dancing, I definitely learned a lot about my inner energy and my body from the inside. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that we all know, just as people, that the inside is a reflection of the outside. So you need to play with that and toy with that. But I would just definitely like to say, the dancing really did take off. It was an enjoyment. And then I started getting into poetry, as I was telling you earlier, and reading a lot more. So I think it was mainly accumulated knowledge that just came out.
Oh, that's so good. In dancing, you've said earlier it comes from the inside. So when you're teaching dance, because you said you're a teacher as well.
Totally, yeah.
How do you make up the steps?
Of course. So I mainly base it on games. So I take my creativity straight out of my mind and see if it can come from other areas. So for example, I would say your two legs are paintbrushes. So spell your name on the ground. And then it takes your brain away from thinking and more into body awareness of moving.
Wow.
So yeah. Yeah.
You could spell,
you know, Kenan with a capital E or a small E, and they'll just float along the surface, left to right, just paint with the legs. Yeah.
That's right. So like dancing is also an expression of what we feel.
Definitely.
Because when I was young, I used to think like dancing is like what's in or what's in the trend.
Exactly.
Yeah. But now you realize that, you know, you can dance according to what you feel and how you feel.
100%. It's very hard as well in this day and age to stick to your own originality. Yeah. I think, social media and all that is becoming like it's kind of like an affirmation store.
Yeah.
I find your affirmations, you repeat it, stuck in your head, you pass it on to other people.
Yeah, that's
true. So yeah.
That's so good. And speaking of dancing and music, why do you think these are important factors? Why do you think we can say it's a language that pierces the hearts of the people?
Yeah, sorry, do you mind repeating that again?
So why do you think music is important? Like we say, it's a language that pierces the hearts of people. Like, you know, when you sing or when you rap, when I hear it, I can relate, or maybe I can feel something, I can remember something.
Yeah.
Yeah. gives an emotion.
I think you just answered that in one. That's exactly it. Yeah.
How about in your opinion?
It was definitely the same thing. Like I tell myself, with music, wherever music's being created, the original idea didn't come from that person.
Mm.
It came from a place accumulated from a memory or from even past lives. You could take it that far.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how I think music is important, is that you learn so much about history in a weird way. I know that sounds weird, but it's kind of, because I look at rap as a self-biography on myself and experiences, and the more you dive into, you know, music for yourself and for listening, it can have such a big impact.
And you started writing just 4 months ago.
Yeah, so it's been about four and a half months. I do read a lot, so I think the words kind of just came, like I was saying, from that place.
Yeah, so that's where it came from. Okay. You have three songs. You've written three songs, Protect the Negatives.
Yeah.
The other one is, what was the title of the other one?
Experience and Learn.
Yeah, and the other one is...
And the other one is, Drop a Pill and Chill.
Wow.
But maybe not on this ear. We won't hear that one.
You're going to perform your first song, Protect the Negatives. Can you tell us about the song?
Yeah, of course. So this was mainly from my own experiences, seeing a lot of people that not really negative, but you can feel an energy of uncertainty. And I find that's why we have, you know, the 9-to-5 jobs. That's why we have all these things, there's just a little connection that needs to be plugged in.
Mm.
So a conversation starter isn't such a big deal to the mind. So yeah, so that's kind of my...
You're very deep.
Yeah, sorry, I might be deep. I spend a lot of time alone. So.
Is that where you formulate the whole thing?
It is, it is, yeah. Mm. So it's kind of mastering boredom. So if you can master the emotion of boredom, then everything that's exciting has like a plus to it.
Mm.
So yeah, so stare at a wall, for 4-5 hours, see how you feel.
I'll try that.
Yeah. And just listen, silence.
You know, when I try to formulate a poem, I feel like I can't last because there's so many things in my head, like the laundry, the cooking and all that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to really put myself in a position where I'm not distracted.
I understand. That's when you use imagination straight away, like to the point of you can put all those thoughts into a bubble inside your head or a balloon and then just let it go. And then you actually feel a different feeling inside of all that being released. So it's giving that emotional tension more attention.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I have to practice that,
Keenan. Everyone can do it. Everyone can do it.
Okay.
If they want.
We're excited to hear your first song. So are you ready?
Yeah, ready. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Protect the Negatives. Once again, Keenan Ratai.
Woo! Yeah. I spend most time alone. No more thinking, no phone. Maybe a few, I don't know. But I love myself, I love me. That's why I relax and enjoy to think free. No more influences, no more persuasions. It's important, I never rush an emotion and breathe patience. I've seen nations killing everyone. One guy, one mind, influencing blind crimes and death signs. It all started with the brain possessing the soul.
Damn.
Making chance of insane, looking at everything but himself to blame.
True.
Protect yourself, by that I mean become more wise. Look and listen, it's all that's needing, it's nice.
I understand.
So when you're trying to make it, become wise and just stay true.
Mm-hmm.
Just to you, promise the one letting you view.
Okay.
You know what to do.
Yeah,
the truth will come, you know what to do.
Sure.
And remember, cherish, acknowledge all the haters. They are not traitors.
Yeah.
They are family branches from sea to sea.
Okay.
But the effect of weather changing, tone of voice and skin sink in. Remind them where their story begins.
Wow.
So if there's a bad vibration or invisible feeling,
damn,
remember that your consciousness will always make it healing.
For sure.
So you gotta be alert, eyes up or skirt. Be careful when you flirt, bro, don't do that, man, that's dirt. Protect the negatives, don't neglect.
Yeah,
for sure, man. Protect the negatives, don't neglect. Yeah,
for sure,
man. Protect the negatives, don't neglect.
Yeah, about those negative people.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not their fault, so let's protect them, show them the happiness.
It's not their fault.
Yeah, that's the way. You know. by the negatives, I mean the people. Okay. It's sad seeing some strongly sharing their evil, seeing no one is equal. It's a dangerous place. What a disgrace. What do we do as people? We point to his race. Or the outside body keeping his heart in a case. Tears running down his face. Is this my fate? No one wants me here. I'm easily replaced. I got you, man. I got your back. I've made mistakes. You'll never be replaced. You met a homie, just embrace. Change your surroundings and perspective. There's no expectation, no set pace. Add your own flavor, your own taste. Self-discipline, respect arises, there'll never be a race. Increases at a dramatic rate. Looking down at the doorway to your own fate. It's flowering, empowering. Your cities are towering. No more playing, you got a lot inside. Then you need to chuck away that anxiety. Enjoy the ride. You'll make it, I believe in your vision, kicking back as we used to, making rhymes in the kitchen, figuring out the system without deep talks about life, money, and moments that we saw and we stalked. But your eye trajectory's open with no trouble, knowing that your worries are just thoughts that bursted like a bubble. Wow, but I'm glad to assist you on this conversation. Hoping sometime I make it and can spread it to the nation.
That's it.
Wow, that was a Protect the Negatives.
I was
trying to catch the words. That was too fast. What's the message of the song?
If there's a negative situation, protect it straight away. Yeah, so as by protecting it, I mean don't share it. Don't push that energy form that's been created onto others. Because, you know,
it affects you.
It does. It does. It affects you. And sometimes, especially when someone's judging and you find it weird, you don't want to agree, but then a part of you does.
You agree.
You know, so it's about protecting that feeling and not just going with the negatives.
I think we're all guilty of that. I'm guilty of that.
Totally. Me too. In situations, for sure. Yeah,
but how do we protect ourselves from the negatives? How do we block it?
It takes a lot of... I would say, personally... Oh, no, I'm not going to go too deep into that one. I would definitely just say, just watch. Just watch your thoughts, you know, like watch it. Like you're when you have a thought and then another thought, there's a gap between each thoughts, and it's giving that gap all your attention until that's, you know. You can select your thoughts rather than it's automatic.
Yeah. Change your train of thought.
That's it. Yeah.
We need practice on that. Sometimes in the morning when I wake up, I'm like, oh, I'm going to work again. But I have to change that. I should say, I'm thankful I've got a job.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Because I know this is going to be very deep.
Yeah.
But I think that it's about also accepting, and this kind of removes everything, accepting death positively. Yeah.
Wow.
Like I know that's like such a weird thing, you know, because from funerals to everything, it's more of a, you know, it's more of a spending time with them, but it can sometimes overtake your life. So it's about really seeing this as an experience, not a possession. Life is not a possession. So.
That's so good. We're learning a lot from you today, Keenan, and we'll hear more from you later on in the program.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.
Nagbabalik po ang SBS Filipino ang ating oras, alas 10:50 ng umaga, at kasama pa rin po natin si Keenan. Keenan,
yes.
My next question is, are you one of those millennials that was into social media before he went social detox, media detox?
Yeah. Not really so in detailed, but I could see it as... Yeah, I was. I'm just going to end it there. Yeah, I was. I was a part of it fully. Fully a part of it, sorry.
But now, you said, was that last month when you went on a social media detox?
Yeah. So it started with a month. So I did a month without my phone. And then from there, I started to just I would set a time limit with a proper intention, why I go on the phone and stuff. It's actually a massive game changer for your mind and for yourself when you do detox a bit.
Yeah. What pushed you to, you know, get into this?
Yeah, it was definitely, I could see how much time I would be scrolling. And then if I told myself what was the third video back, I would have no idea. So my mind's completely using me as a slave. That's kind of what I...
Yeah, that's true.
I was a slave to my mind. Like, I didn't decide.
We should take the control rather than our mind taking the control.
That's
I'm guilty of that because sometimes my job needs to be, you know, I need to be updated.
Of course.
Because of, you know, all the news and all that. So sometimes I'm in the social media. Or I'm in my Facebook scrolling through pages of news, but sometimes I come through this post or this video, I just end up on that video for like an hour now.
Yeah, an hour? Damn.
I think like, what did I do? I have wasted my time.
Yeah. Mm. And I think that's definitely when, it's not a bad thing as well. It's cool to like let things happen and let it unfold. But sometimes it's good to know like, oh, I'm letting this unfold somewhere in your head. Like you're
there's
not,
an awareness.
You're not in it. Yeah, that awareness is there. Yeah.
And I think there should be discipline the way we use it. Nowadays, social media, well, some of the millennials or some people, for them, it becomes a source of insecurity. And sometimes their worth comes from, you know, social media.
Yeah. It's definitely an intention-seeking place. And it's just being real about things. It's good to share your, you know, what you've done and everything and show it out to the world, but not get a sense of self from it. You know, like have that slip split between this isn't, I know this is deep, but it's not my idea, you know, like, and then showing it around. Because I find like it's important to have pride, but sometimes it can easily change your,
that's right,
your whole look on life. Pride can.
Yeah. It's, where do you draw the line?
It's mainly like, I think it's such a positive thing. I just want to put that out. Like it's not a bad thing and it's not a good thing. It's just like a yin and yang thing, how you use it for sure. But I would definitely just advise, advise people to just minimize their time. And it really does change your life. As weird as that sounds.
Because social media was created to connect with our loved ones.
That's it.
It has a positive purpose.
That's it.
Depends on us how we use it.
Yeah. That's exactly it. Yeah.
But any tip or tips to those who are contemplating to, you know, discipline themselves from, you know, excessive use of social media?
Yeah. I think it's definitely like, finding who you are beyond like name and form. So it's finding like I think personally it's just a creative outlet. Social media, Facebook itself, it's not a problem sharing or show you what's happening in the worst places in the world to put in your mind, but you're not doing anything about it. You know, kind of like the news, like they show us what's wrong, but then there's no, I don't know, there's just a bit of a closed door between that gap.
Yeah, it's not the social media's fault.
No, it's not. It's definitely not.
That's good. Thanks for sharing that.
No, that's okay.
Kenan.
Yeah.
And you have another song?
Yeah,
for
another track coming out. So,
and it's entitled Experience and Learn.
Yeah.
Tell us about the song first.
Yeah, so it was definitely just through, rather than finding a purpose, I went through a shift where I just let my purpose kind of happen. So rather experience and learning, like obviously plan and be structured, but also have a 50% split of I don't mind, like not knowing what happens next.
You don't have to worry about the future.
No, no. As long as you bring the right energy, I feel, and the right, the right image.
That's good.
All an image.
Can't wait to hear that. Once again, Kenan Ratahe for the song Experience and Learn.
Okay. Nah. Okay. Whoa. We are here to experience and learn. Never crash and burn. Your form will always live then turn. When you analyze, never criticize. Inspire those guys to try. Don't be so shy. Remember you were there. Sometimes you still are. When you encounter unconsciousness, it can tear you apart. From the eye, your energy and vibes just don't lie. Live life through the third eye. The concept, meaning your awareness, it's the clearest. Leaving you within yourself, the eye is the nearest. Never told off by his parents. So the programming didn't have an effect. Bringing, being filled with courage and no neglect. Only love and never a sense of reject. But I've got everything inside me. I'm going far until I die. Manifest into a star. Flying round, experiencing these forms. The colors, the shape, leave me in no detail of the norms. From my brain to my essence, from my name to my message, I'm insane. To a session, I'm in pain from depression, but I don't want to mention social media happening, but I am. The phone is a beautiful device that makes your life more advanced. Until you prioritize it, then being with your friends, besties till the end. That's what the text said. Texting nonstop until I'm lying in my deathbed. Even then I got pulled into my ego. Judging others, an unnecessary part I don't wanna show. I love all of y'all. There's no point, bro. Enjoy your soul. Smile.
Thank you for sharing your music, Kenan.
Thank you so much.
You've really taught us positive things today. And that's my personal favorite your song, Experience. Oh, yeah. Was that Experience and Learn?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so good.
Thank you.
You have another song, though.
Yeah, I do have another song and some more coming out. Mm-hmm. So it's on my SoundCloud account, which is Quise.
Share it.
It's Quise on SoundCloud, Kwise. Or you can follow me on Instagram, which is k.w.i.s.e. That's a bit of a
there you go.
That one, but yeah.
Okay, please do follow Keenan Ratahi and his music. And once again, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate your presence today. And we hope you make more music and, positive music like what you do.
I just wish everyone a conscious day.
Yeah. A conscious day.
Yeah, a conscious day.
Be aware.
Yeah, be aware.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Once again, nakasama po natin ang musikero o rapper na si Keenan Ratahi at kanyang ibinahagi ang kanyang musika sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.